Amy Dickinson's success with the daunting task of replacing advice column legend Ann Landers at the Chicago Tribune back in 2003 led, within just a few years, to something of a clamor for her to write a book.
I had editors calling me, and everybody wanted an Ask Amy advice book. And I understand that there was this idea that that would be very commercial. And I tried for a couple of years to write the book I now think of as Amy's Big Book of Advice, but I just couldn't do it. And I was here in my hometown in Freeville over spring break one year, about 6 years ago, and I went to my niece's kindergarten play at the village school. This is the same school where I had gone to school, and she was in kindergarten, and I went to this little play, and I looked around, and I saw all of these people who I have known my whole life, you know, people I went to school with who are now parents, and my sisters, and my aunts, and my mom. And then I looked at these children performing, and they were doing a play about sort of an homage to our rural heritage as farmers, and they were chickens and ducks and cows, and it was adorable. My agent was calling me later that day, and she was going to make me tell her my final decision on which and what book I would write, and this deadline was really looming, and I had nothing. And she called me at the appointed time, and she said, "So, you know, what do you have? What do you have for me?" And I said, "You know, I really want to write about livestock." And she started laughing, and she said, "I don't know what you're talking about. I live in New York City. I have no idea what you're talking about, but I love the way you sound," and she said, "Go for it."
Amy Dickinson started work on what became The Mighty Queens of Freeville that day.
I took a year to write a proposal, and it really, really paid off because it was one of these fluky literary stories where this proposal went out at noon on a Wednesday, and it went out to all the major publishers in New York, and by 5 o'clock that day, there was a full-scale bidding war in progress, and I ended up being able to choose the publisher. I interviewed the publishers, and it was unreal, and I got to choose the publisher based on, you know, my interaction with editors and their promises and guarantees about how they would handle this book of mine. And I chose very well. And it's been, you know, my publishing experience was really, really amazing. The writing, I finished the book in 9 months and, you know, it hit the New York Times bestseller list on its first week out and it's still chugging along. So yeah. I have to say, I got really, really lucky.
Well, you had a really good story to tell.
I did.
A story told in a dozen topical essays, richly interwoven with telling detail about Amy Dickinson's life as a single mother, raising her daughter Emily, and the profound impact the women of Freeville, especially her kinfolks, had on the two of them.
There's a river of tears in here, but there's also a hell of a lot of laughs.
I know. I don't know. I think that describes sort of my everyday experience, always evolves. One critic mentioned how much crying there is in this book. I'm pretty open, I guess, about the number of tears I shed myself. And then there are other parts of the book that make other people cry. It has poignancy to it because it's true. Any book about real relationships, loving people and losing people, there's some real poignancy there. And there's a lot of humor and outright comedy because, of course, it's about me.
Amy Dickinson, author of the highly recommended memoir, The Mighty Queens of Freeville. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Kasten.